Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to A New Winter. Before we start season two, I wanted to make everyone aware that if you sign up to be one of our patrons on patreon.com/anewwinter, you'll be able to listen to exclusive content such as this that will run alongside the new series. Each of these will be historical cases, myths, stories, and accounts of what has happened in the town of A New Winter, and hopefully each of these will give you a better impression of the context of the story. In this specific episode, we'll begin with what happened in 1608, where a little-known witch trial occurred, the result of which almost destroyed the entire town. The girl that started this terrible sequence of events was Gwen Flint, a 10-year-old girl who had accused her elderly neighbour, Alison Dew, of being a witch after she would go home coughing up rocks and at one point a lump of raw meat, something that her mother believed to be a dead baby that the witch had cursed her with. But why the sudden curse? Little Gwen said that after playing too loudly outside one day, Mrs. Dew opened the window and shouted at her in a devil's tongue. And it was that very night that the little girl first felt sick. At this point in time, children weren't allowed to give evidence during a witch trial. That law would change, but not for another 4 years, at the infamous Pendle Witches trial. But the mother spoke in her stead, and admitted to witnessing the events, and accused Miss Dew of being a witch. To further help their cause, in front of the court, little Gwen spontaneously coughed up another huge lump of meat in front of the entire town, and on closer inspection, it indeed looked like the severed head of a small baby. Something that would appear way too large to be able to swallow, yet alone regurgitate. Alison Dew was found guilty and hung the very next day. But that wasn't to be the end. 3 days later, Gwen fell ill, and within a week of the trial, she was dead. Seeing as the old witch had died already, members of the village believed this was the revenge from the other witches in the village for killing one of their own. And soon, those accusations led to more accusations. For example, a welcome home party for a local family that occurred at the same time as the local church service was raided and deemed to be a meeting of witches, and everyone that was present there was hung that evening, male, female or child, none were spared. Soon, anyone that had been contacted Miss Dew, even in the slightest, was put under scrutiny. One elderly woman, who had been seen with Miss Dew on a regular basis, admitted witchcraft under torture and was hung, drawn and quartered in front of the entire town to hopefully put off any more of this devilry. However, this seemed to have an adverse effect, and instead of easing tensions, the townsfolk became even more paranoid. In a desperate attempt to cease this witch epidemic, the town took the law into their own hands, and over the course of a weekend, they went around slaughtering anyone who did not appear normal. This meant anyone that was disabled, a recluse, or even identical twins. They were beaten to death and hung to make doubly sure that they were dead. One tree, laying in the middle of a field next to a large tower, became known as the Old Swinger, which, over time, the name was thought to be associated with the children that would often swing from its branches. But when we look back, we find it was actually named the Old Swinger due to the incredible amount of witches that were hung there. swinging from those very branches in full view of everyone as a warning to the others. The next week, after the slaughter, things didn't get any better for the town, and in fact they got worse. Children started disappearing, and soon, so did the men. The town sent out for one of King James' most highly regarded witch hunters, who observed that they needed to get to the source of the evil, and they went back to the household of Alice and Jew, but could find nothing of interest. When they went to visit Gwen Flint's mother next door, they noticed that she'd disappeared. And in her room, amongst the mess of what was left, was a series of strange marks written on the floor, with bloody knives, and traces of mandrake plant, which was common for witches. They never did find Mrs. Flynn, and after searching for a Mr. Flynn, or any other signs of any other family, they instead found out from a neighbouring town that Mrs. Flynn, who was known there as Mrs. Farah, had been banned from their town after being accused of stealing children for her own wicked ends. It was never confirmed if Gwen Flynn was her biological child, nor was she seen again. When they also went to the grave of Gwen Flynn, they found the body missing. And like all these cases, no one had seen anything. Since those tragic few months, and for the next few hundred years, there were strange sightings reported in the woods. There were sounds of a lady screaming in the night, or the high-pitched laughing of children asking for someone to play with. Or perhaps even more terrifying of all, were the dark shapes seen amongst the trees. But legend states that if you were to find a pile of rocks in the forest, it meant that Mrs. Flint was nearby, waiting for you, and to never, ever turn around, no matter what you heard behind you. As for the town, from the beginning of 1608 to the beginning of 1609, its population went from 3,200 to just under 1,500. A combination of the witch trials, the weekend slaughter, and the disappearing children and men meant that the town had to try and recover, and it took a long time to do so. Some say it never did. This episode is an example of the extra content we'll be giving away on our Patreon page during season 2. Please do go to patreon.com/newwinter and become a patron to sign up and help support the show. Season 2 will be with you very soon, as will our new logo. So please do make sure to subscribe to us on Twitter at A New Winter for all the latest news. And obviously feel free to email us at anewwinterpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.